This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Hello, Chris.
Good, good. All right, so I know we've talked about a lot of serious things, and we've gone through, you know, what the agenda is for the NBA a little bit and the NFL and Major League Baseball. But I think as we bring you on, I think it's an important public service announcement to find out what is going on with your kickball league, and will games be suspended there as well?
Everything is suspended, Andy. You know that. I don't think there's anything that's normal in the world right now, unfortunately. So that is very much up in the air.
Was there a draft coming up for your kickball league, or do you have to organize this? And do you have to go out and get sponsors? That's another question.
We do have a sponsor, yeah.
You do? I didn't realize that.
Of course, but that was supposed to start in June, July, so I don't think that's happening. I don't know what the world is going to look like in a couple months.
Will the kickball season be set back by the coronavirus? That's my biggest question.
I'm guessing that it's going to be canceled by it, but we'll see. I guess the fall league could possibly go on.
Okay, good. Well, maybe you could just take it to Arizona and we could go there and we'll watch it on TV.
That seems to be the case. Either go to Arizona. I've heard of the Bahamas as a place of destination, maybe where you can go and have some sporting events, or Las Vegas seems to be the epicenter of some ideas as well. So maybe we can go to one of those three places and continue our league. We'll see.
Okay. Phew. Man, I was so worried.
I can tell you're very worried. Maybe more worried than I am at this point in time.
So kickball may be canceled. NBA may be canceled? Or are they going to play more games in the 2019-2020 season?
So I keep going back and forth on this one, guys. The thing that I feel like I know is that they want to crown a champion this year. And I think they're trying to figure out how that's possible based on where they are in the calendar. And the other thing is, if they're having any kind of conversation about restarting, finishing some regular season games, finishing some of the playoffs, probably a modified version of the playoffs, like, this has to be an 18-month plan, you know, because you can't start saying we're not going to threaten 2020-2021, because that's going to be impacted regardless. If they start up in June and try and play 10 games of the regular season, and they have to have some sort of training camp to ramp up so that these guys are ready for postseason basketball, now you're talking about pushing the draft back, you're talking about pushing free agency back, and you're talking about having some kind of buffer between when one season ends and the other season starts. And that means next year's regular season is going to have to be pushed back as well. So they obviously have so many different things that they're trying to figure out when it comes to resuming play. It's just the vibe that I get is that they want to crown a champion this year. It's just a matter of how they go about doing that and what the best steps are for that. The guys that I have talked to with the Cavs, the ones that I've spoken with recently, they feel like it would probably take 3 to 4 weeks for players to get back in the kind of shape that is required for them to either finish the regular season or go into the playoffs.
Wow. That's a lot of time. You know?
If you think about it, though, like, these guys, they're not playing basketball right now. Very few of them have access to the kind of court that's required to stay in basketball shape and stay in the kind of form basketball-wise is going to be required if you're talking about going right into the playoffs. If they were to start this playoff situation up and say, we're not going to finish any regular season games, we're just going to go right into the playoffs, think about the kind of basketball that you're going to be watching. Guys aren't going to be at their best, and there are going to be legitimate questions about how they went about crowning that champion and if it's a legitimate title and things along those lines.
So do you think this 25-day plan that Windhorst was talking about over the last 24 hours, that sounds optimistic compared to what you're saying?
Well, I mean, that's about 3 to 4 weeks, if you think about it, in terms of a training camp and what they would need to stay healthy, to be ready, and to be in the proper form. So that would make sense. But I've also heard that they're hoping to play 70 regular season games, because once you get to the 70 number, which is really important, it comes into local TV contract and meeting the requirements of the contract that these teams have with the local TV companies. Again, I don't know if that's real. I don't know if that's possible. But that number 70 has been talked about for, I would say, weeks. And I just, when you look at the calendar and you understand, like, everything that they're dealing with, and you don't know what this virus is going to look like next week, and you don't know what the world is going to look like in a month or two, and you don't know when there's going to be a vaccine and when there's going to be proper testing, there are just so many different questions that every time you feel like you come up with a solution, there's some other question that you're asking in response to that particular thing.
Chris Fedor joining us from Cleveland.com. Chris, you said the folks you've talked to and everything you hear, the NBA wants to crown a champion this year. Let me ask you, why? Is it because of the economics involved, because they want to get the season started, or because they think you should have a champion for every season you play? Which one do you think it is, or is it a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things, guys. And I think another part of it is these guys have worked so hard throughout the course of the year, and they've done so much already to this point that they feel like it would be right if they can. Everything is about if they can, and everything's about the safety of the players and doing it responsibly and listening to the medical professionals and the experts, because they have more information than anybody at this point in time. But because of where they are, as deep as they are into the regular season and what the guys have worked for, I think part of why they would prefer to crown a champion is because a lot of players want it that way. I mean, I've talked to Colin Sexton, Kevin Love, Larry Nance Jr., a number of different Cavs players, and the Cavs don't really have anything to play for in terms of big stakes. Sure, there are things that they wanted to accomplish in the final 17 games, and they feel like playing the final 17 games in the regular season is meaningful when it comes to development and answering questions and experimenting with lineup combinations and all those different things. But the truth is, they don't have as much to play for as a team like the Lakers or the Clippers or the Bucks. And yet, in saying that, they still want to get back out on the court and they want to finish what they started. So I think economics plays into it. Adam Silver has gone on record a few different times saying that he would love to be the league that kind of restarts the economy. I think he feels like fans want it. I think he feels like the world wants it. Something that they can hang on to, something that they can watch, something that they can enjoy when it's very, very difficult to find things right now. And I think it's because players want it, and they want a champion this year, and they feel like they've worked hard that they want to see this thing through.
Chris, I want to go back, and Chris Fedor joining us, Cleveland.com, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I want to go back to that 70-game mark that you were talking about. So, and just kind of diving into what you're thinking, do you think they come back for 5 regular season games and then start the playoffs? Is that realistic?
I just think it's really, really hard. Knowing what I know about the playoffs and the kind of environment and everything in the NBA, guys, is building up towards the playoffs. You use the regular season to get your body right, to get your mind right. And it's a completely different game in the postseason. And I just think you think about how much time these guys have been off. And some of these guys only have a basketball hoop, like, in their driveway. And some of these guys have gotten bikes sent to them by these teams. so that they can work out and use a Peloton in their apartment or something like that. They're nowhere near basketball shape, and they are nowhere near basketball form. So to ask anybody, let's say it's Giannis, right? Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks have worked all season long so that they can be in the best shape possible and they can be in the best form to win and chase a championship. To ask Giannis to come back and have no regular season games whatsoever before the postseason, I think that's incredibly unfair, and I think it's incredibly naive. So it's just really, really hard to say you guys have missed all of this time. You did all of this social distancing, and whatever you did on your own, we're just going to thrust you right into a playoff environment. That's unfair, and I don't think that's reasonable. And I don't think that's possible if you're talking about the kind of basketball that's required in the postseason. So I believe that some combination of regular season games and some, I don't know if it's an abbreviated training camp or a build-up to the postseason, has to happen before you say we're going to go into postseason basketball.
It would be really, I won't say sloppy, but...
Oh, it would be horrible. It would be sloppy. It would be terrible basketball. It would be bad for the NBA.
I wasn't going to use the word, but I think you're right. And because you know, look at early season NBA games.
And yes.
The team that keeps sticking in my head here, Chris, is the Los Angeles Clippers, mm-hmm. because they clearly have built their whole season around being ready for the playoffs. You know, more so than most teams, it seems. And, you know, watching Paul George and watching Kawhi and just, hey, we're going to be ready, you know, come April. We're ready to go. Well, man, their plan has been derailed more so than I think most every team. So how does a team like that get it back? That's a big factor in what you're talking about, I think.
And one big variable, too, guys, is nobody knows how the body is going to react in terms of health, safety and injury concerns after this kind of layoff, when you're talking about this layoff into competitive basketball. If you're talking about the usual layoff from one end of season into the next regular season, there are so many things that happen throughout the course of that, in between that, whether it's just runs in the summer, whether it's time in the gym, whether it's a mental break, and then training camp, preseason basketball. There's such a buildup just to the regular season starting that I feel like there's going to have to be some kind of buildup if you're talking about resuming, if that's what you want, and crowning a champion.
Andy, if I may, real quick.
Sure.
Chris, the other thing here, that, and I don't know that most people realize this, this is kind of this isn't what happens with an NBA player, because at the end of a regular season, they might shut it down for a couple of weeks. And then they're back working. You know, yep. I mean, they're in the gym. They're scrimmaging with other players. They're doing stuff. So to shut it down to this extent, this does not happen to an NBA player.
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, if you're the best of the best, if you're somebody like LeBron, of course you have access to a private gym. But not everybody's LeBron. Not everybody has those kinds of resources. And you're talking about LeBron versus, let's say, Marcus Morris of the Los Angeles Clippers. It's not an even playing field right now in terms of what those guys are able to do. It's just the reality of what they're facing. Look, Matthew Dellavedova at the beginning of this thing, guys, he didn't have dumbbells in his house, so he was using, like, filled water jugs as dumbbells. Because that's like all he had access to. And now other guys are getting more and more access to different things through the help of the team, through the help of their agent, and things like that. But not everybody has access to a basketball court or a basketball hoop. Giannis even said it recently. He hasn't touched a basketball for any period of time in terms of the way that he normally would. And you just wonder what that kind of time off is going to do to somebody. So it's just really, really difficult, I think, for the NBA to do this in a fair way. And maybe there isn't a fair way to do it. Who knows?
Chris, thank you very much. Of course, we'll read you at Cleveland.com all the time. We always appreciate you coming on the show. You're a good man. Thanks, man.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, and good luck trying to figure out the kickball issues.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll go to work.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.